Today we're joined by Dave Chase, a senior advisor to Cascadia Capital. Dave, welcome to PrivCap today. Thanks for being here.
Thanks. Pleasure to be here.
Do you see any more mature businesses out there that are capable of adapting to some of the changes that you've described?
Yeah, I mean, I think there will be some, just as in traditional media, you saw a few organizations make the transition, and I actually, I detoured away from healthcare for a while and spent time with a lot of local media companies, and there's a lot of parallels with what you see, what I heard literally out of newspaper executives' mouths are, I mean, verbatim, what I hear out of a lot of health systems' mouths. Now,
for example, what?
Very dismissive of new entrants, and especially when they're small, they either just are blind to them, or, it's classic, a lot of it's classic disruptive innovation.
No one's going to, buy a car that they saw listed on a free web listing.
Right, exactly. No one was going to go to these new clinics that are now, there's over 10 million visits in these retail clinics. And you look at a company like Zoom Care that started out as 28 retail clinics in Portland. They are now Zoom Plus Performance Health Insurance. They're, in my view, kind of like a Kaiser Permanente for the 21st century, really optimized for a lot of things that millennials want. Healthcare has been a pretty risk-averse industry for a lot of good reasons, but that doesn't necessarily foster a culture that thinks about reinvention. And so I think the incumbents that are going to do well will, A, foster innovation within their, unshackle some of their internal people. One of the mistakes that newspapers made was a zero-sum game mindset. They just looked at their existing industry as it was, and particularly when some of these companies were very small, and they had the opportunity to acquire, partner, invest in at least 80% of what makes up digital media today, which has now surpassed even broadcast media for the largest chunk of ad dollars. And so that's the risk that, because there's a lot of things beyond just what traditional healthcare systems do, and they don't actually get a vote in the world changing. It's going to change with or without them. I mean, they can maybe slow it on the margins, but the energy that they might put into slowing on the margins should go towards playing offense.